my favorite thing about Dion is Dion does Dion, and he does it really, really well. Said this before, if I'm going to go to a clinic, walk up there, and I'm going to teach 350 offensive line coaches, I will use Dion's stuff, like his hand stuff. Dion does Dion, and Dion does not care. And it's awesome to see. He might be one of my favorite players of all time in the NFL.
Jerry Ostrowski on Dion Dawkins. Dawkins helped initiate the process, if not downright did it himself, for the new award established, announced yesterday, made official, Protector of the Year for the best offensive lineman in the NFL. I will be curious for how they decide that, like how the voting looks. Is that going to be a betting award? Best offensive, all the other ones are.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive player of the year, all the other ones are.
Not for us, but yeah.
Not for us, but how they decide on who should win. I bet it's very media narrative driven. You know, whoever certain guys in the media decide are their favorites, and they won't have to be wrong. But I'm sure there's certain biases that will be in play. They'll tell us who the best guys are, and voters will maybe succumb to that. Or
maybe some of those people are the voters themselves. Who knows? I'm not sure.
Or instead actually study it, really. That's what you would like to have happen. That takes forever.
Right. That takes work.
What am I going to do? Sit around all day, every day, watching linemen every game, every week? I don't know. That seems like a lot.
You might look at some rankings, sacks given up, penalties, that kind of thing, and then last minute, put a name on the ballot.
I'm already Peter King. What am I going to do? Crush Indianapolis, Tennessee film and tell you whether Quentin Nelson had a good game? I mean, I kind of already think he probably did because he's Quentin Nelson.
Yeah,
it's not really fair to Peter, but, you know, it's probably going to be some of that out there. Josh Allen's best career comp. Who's the player he comes closest to historically? A lot of interesting names. Some are through the team lens. Some are through like his style of play. Who would you pick? 803-0550. Louie is on WGR. Hello, Louie.
Hey, guys. Long time listener. First time
Thank
caller.
You.
Yeah. As far as Josh Allen goes, Steve Young, the guy he grew up watching, he plays like Steve Young, but he's bigger and stronger. And another one is Johnny Unitas, which a lot of people listening today probably don't have a clue as to who he is. But he would put the ball under his arm and run. And as far as Dion being the best lineman, I think he might be, but he's got to go up against Will Wolford, Howard Ballard, Jim Richter, Kent Hall, Reggie McKenzie, Joe DeLamalur.
Not to mention all the other players in the league, historically ever. Speaking. Anthony Munoz, yeah. You might want to include on your
the
list.
The award is for the best, like in the current season.
Current day guy, yeah, right.
Well, for a second rounder out of Temple.
Yeah, he's done great.
He's done great.
He's had a great career, and I mean, I played guard in high school for O'Hara, so like, I'm, you know, 5'11", 250 now, whatever, but I would put my hands in Dion over basically anybody in the league, because he's such a caring person.
Yep, he seems like... he's been a home run for the Bills. So.
Yeah. He has aced off the field and on the field. And that is not always an easy thing to pull off, but he's managed to pull it off.
Unitas, I need to hear more. Like, Unitas was the best ever before Montana. Like, he was everybody's the best ever. And he didn't establish that, even though maybe he could run through that. So, style-wise, I don't know. And Allen doesn't have that luxury. Like, he's not... the best.
No.
You know, he's one of the best.
I like the Steve Young comparison.
Me too.
I mean, athletically, running-wise, I mean, Young was, for that era, the best, I think, at it. And again, it wasn't as commonplace, so a guy that did that really kind of stood out more. And even to an extent, in that era, being a runner you could have gotten dinged for that. Like it hurt your standing in the eyes of people who wanted a quarterback to just stand there in the pocket and throw the ball. If you're running, it's because you couldn't throw it well enough or didn't see it well enough down the field to throw it. So you're taking off, and it was a criticism. It's only been really in the last 10 or 15 years that has started to really dissipate. And you're just seeing more and more guys that are capable of doing it. They show up in the league every year. Jaden Daniels last year. So there's great value in it, and teams have figured that out. But Young had to fight uphill against that, along with being in Montana's shadow for as long as he was too.
Definitely did. All right. Randy dropped off. Here's Arif next. Hi, Arif.
Hey, thank you. First-time caller. Yeah, I'm going back to the fellow I was just talking about. Jody and Reggie. I saw O.J. Simpson in person when he got 2,000 yards. They carry him on the shoulders. You know? So this is how far back I think in those days, Stabler and Fouts and those QBs, they had to play from the center, and, shotgun was very rare. And to keep up with the receiver was difficult because you could hit them and all of that. Today, you can't touch the guy.
Right.
Was just Stabler, one of those guys, remember that.
Stabler is an interesting name. He did get one, but the Raiders teams before that were like the Bills teams in that they were always short. They
bumping their heads on the Steelers.
That's basically. Right. And Miami, like they didn't get there until 77, and Stabler had been on the team since, I think, 72. So that's okay. That's okay.
He was one of my favorites as a kid, Stabler. Anybody that was butting up against the Steelers became one of my favorite teams, and so that's how I got to those Oilers teams of that era. A little bit later, really, but those Raiders teams. I mean, from Immaculate Reception on, I was like, "Go Ken Stabler, go Raiders," because I was just sick of the Steelers.
Stabler would have been the hero of that game. If not for the Franco Harris play, which maybe shouldn't even have counted. But Stabler goes into that game and rips off, speaking of like Allen comps, they're down 6-0 late, and he rips off like a 40-yard touchdown run in relief for the lead. And they're going to do it. Finally, they're going to do it. And then that happens. So Stabler would have been like the big hero. But that happened.
I would not... That play at the end just dwarfs the entirety of that game. If you had asked me, like, just in a bar, do you think Kenny Stabler ever had a 40-yard touchdown run? I would have laughed at you.
Maybe it wasn't 40.
Having seen
It's a great run.
He does not look to be like a guy that was going to hurt you with his legs. I just want to say it that way. I guess, like, to me, in my mind's eye, he is, slow and sort of, almost look like, I gotta run.
It's a 30-yard run. Would that change anything?
No, not at all.
It's a 30-yard run.
20 would have been, I would have laughed at 20.
But it's a great run. Like, it's not sort of easy at all. Like, he has to duck and dodge and he makes it. But that happened. He would have been the hero.
Sure, no doubt.
By the way, Arif, the caller, Bulldog saw OJ get lifted up. He remembers that.
On TV. Arif's talking like he was there, and like I didn't get clarification there. But I did see OJ in that season, 73. I went to a home game against the Bengals that year.
You would have watched the game where he broke 2,000. You would have seen him be 100%. Lifted up.
Yeah, I've even said, I didn't... this has held true for my whole life. I'm 8 years old for that, 8 years old for that. And I don't... The whole year I'm watching, the stats and his totals, and they're talking about the Jim Brown record, which was 1860-something, I think, whatever, in that range, and how he's close to breaking that going into the game, and my brain didn't process that 18-whatever it was that close to 2,000. So when they started talking about 2,000 yards during the game, like, oh, wow! I did not connect that he had a chance, if he could break Jim Brown's record, that 2,000 was in the window. You know, my 8-year-old brain didn't work that way.
1860. 1863. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said 1861, I think.
Okay, 1863 is the number.
I thought it was 1860 something. So good.
You're right.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know he was, you know, 140 yards from getting to 2000 when I sat down to watch the game. Then suddenly I'm like, oh, that's cool. 2000. That's a nice round number.
So they took OJ out after that.
Yeah, he got to I think so. That was not like the, you know, it was near the end of the game, but it was not the end of the game.
They lift him up, they carry him off
the field.
And that's it.
Yeah.
They don't risk a 4-yard loss or something that would have put him back under.
I guess not. No, I don't remember him carrying the ball.
They could have left him in to sort of make it harder for future running backs.
Sure.
Cuz right now he's 9th all time.
Right.
8 including Saquon Barkley by 2 yards.
Yeah.
Last year, 8 running backs have had more than 2,003 yards in a season.
14 games.
I watched one of those. There's some excellent documentaries on OJ's life and the murders and everything. I watched one of them recently, and it was the chase scene. And Al Michaels, who I love, friend of the show, Al Michaels, is one of the, you know, he just calls in, knows OJ, worked with them, L.A., like he's just sort of on the... On the broadcast, he has Howard Stern had that famous thing with Al Michaels. Lest anyone think, like, so Al Michaels was like a part of the broadcast on ABC, and OJ, the Bronco is, you know, going along the motorcade, basically the Bronco, and Al's like, this is shocking because there's never been any indication ever that OJ Simpson could do something like this. And you watch the documentary, like, what about those 20 domestic violence allegations? Like, really, there kind of has been. Really, he kind of was somebody where you, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And poor Al's like, this guy?
Yeah.
Of anybody? It's tragic.
143 yards a game for OJ in 2003.
Yeah, 14 games.
143 yards a game.
Would that be the record? Probably. Because, you know, Barkley's 17 games.
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson is 16 games.
Yeah. I've never added it up. I don't know. But I for some reason, I was looking at that. I think I misread something on Twitter about... it was like, oh, I know what it was, like career rushing yards per game. And OJ wasn't like in the top 10. And I thought, well, what are we doing here? And I realized it was, you know, for an entire career, like Jim Brown is at the top with some gaudy number.
We'll take a break. Josh Allen's best career comp, 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.